Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Samantha. Good to see you.
Good afternoon. And you're looking almost prepared to be relaxed for your upcoming holiday. Are you excited?
Yes, that's right. I am. Just fortunately get a few weeks away with my wife in Argentina to visit a psychologist friend and other things. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Good on you.
All right. If you've got a story for us, you can give us a call, 522-999-939. We're talking synchronicity and Suzanne's on the line. Hello, Suzanne.
Oh, hello, guys. How are you going?
Great.
Wonderful. Hi, Suzanne.
Well, oh, hi, Chris. Sorry. How are you?
Yeah, great. And thanks very much for calling in. We know you've got a... I've heard a bit of your story, but it's... I'd love to hear it.
Yes, well, basically, look, I lost my dad suddenly. He passed away unexpectedly about 6 years ago. And, look, it was a week after he'd passed and I was looking soul-searching and feeling rather flat. And I got onto Facebook and I was looking to connect with a psychic or a medium. And... So I put a shout out, said if anyone could please help me, and I'm seeking answers from my late dad that just passed, and look, that didn't work out. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I had this lady contact me and said she was a shaman, and she asked me for permission if she could give me a message. She said she detected that someone had passed over and they were very distraught and keen to make contact with me, and I said absolutely, please go ahead. And my story is basically about the comfort and her getting in contact. It was so unexpected. She basically helped me get messages through that, you know, my dad was so distraught, saying that, you know, he didn't want to go. He didn't feel it was his time to pass. And, you know, I guess it sort of shows that there is consciousness beyond death. But the parts that stand out for me is that basically the message was that my father passed in a chair at home, and... the message that came through said, look, the shaman said, he's mentioning something about a chair. He said, I know it's not the most attractive chair, but I'd like it to be kept in the family. And I've carted that chair everywhere I've lived since. And it's brought me a lot of comfort. And I feel like everywhere I've gone that my father's come with me. So another thing that stands out is that we had two cats at the time. And my father said, make sure that those cats are still fed at the same time every day. And I'm worried about them for the winter, and make sure you bring them in from the cold. So, you know, for me, that provided a lot of connection and meaningfulness and comfort, particularly, you know, when you lose a loved one.
Well, there's an extra detail there, wasn't there, Suzanne? Because I understand from what you described earlier that you'd put on a post on a Facebook page, and that's how this shaman who had seeming psychic abilities thought to get in touch with you and pass on these messages. But with the reference to a chair, when you were, say, with your dad when he died in a chair, and also the reference to cats, it's as though she had some uncanny knowledge in a way about your father. So it made it more compelling, didn't it, when she said that she had messages from him?
Oh, look, I knew that she was the real deal. Believe me, I did, because, you know, I just do. She, you know, I didn't tell her. She told me. So, and what's important to point out is that she said that... she would continue to support me for as long as I needed, and she did. And, look, this is someone that's just out of the blue, never met her before in my life, was from interstate. I haven't even had contact with her in years, but she was just amazing. And she continued giving me messages for a while there and then just vanished. But I'll never forget this experience, never forget it.
And one thing that strikes me, Suzanne, is that when I first mentioned at psychology conferences about being interested in synchronicity, about meaningful coincidences, the first two psychologists I said that to on consecutive nights said, I'm a spirit medium. I communicate with people who have passed, who are deceased, and give messages to family members, exactly what you've experienced. Now, I'd never heard anything like that before at a conventional conference. And one of the things I think which is really good about telling a story such as yours is it gives people permission to acknowledge experience that often people wouldn't talk about, lest other people think that they're crazy or weird. But this added to your sense of connection with your father.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I relayed it to my sister, and then down the track she was able to give us both comfort. And when I relayed it to my sister, she had tingles up and down her spine, said, that's absolutely correct. We were just blown away, and it comforted both of us. It really did.
Now, Suzanne, I'm imagining that this chair isn't the most attractive chair in the world. How many people have come into the house and gone, oh, my God, what are you doing with that chair?
Well, Well, they haven't, but plenty of people have sat in it, so it must be doing something right.
Bringing comfort to everybody else.
No, well, I thought it might be one of those chairs and somebody would walk in and go, oh, that's a terrible chair, and you go, that's my dead father's chair, and then suddenly they feel bad. But apparently if everyone feels comforted about it, that's great.
That
it's good news.
Tell me, did it open up your mind to things that you would may have not otherwise considered in terms of, you know, energy, in terms of readings, in terms of, you know, alternative lifestyles and therapies? Did it make you more susceptible to hear people's stories?
Oh, look, absolutely. I just thought this is the real deal. I've always been open to this sort of stuff anyway. And you've got to be careful who you tell it to, because some people do think you're a bit cuckoo, but I actually do belong to a spiritual church, and, you know, so we do things called proof of survival. So, but look, I was already open to it, but it just didn't, it made me realise that, you know, there is something, you know, just because the body passes away doesn't mean the soul doesn't live on. Mm. So.
Great story, Suzanne. We are actually out of time. Thank you for that
Thank
story.
You. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for that story. And it is a good one to have a connection with somebody who's passed over. And I suppose it makes us think about stopping and smelling the roses a little bit. We're chatting to Chris Mackey, Synchronicity. Jeremy's joined us on the line. Hello, Jeremy.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, Jeremy.
You've got a story to share with us, do you?
Well, it's about connectivity.
Yes.
Have you heard of radionics, the radionics machine, Chris?
I haven't heard of that, Jeremy. Tell us about it.
It was invented in 1930 in the United States, and they showed it to Albert Einstein, and he called it magic.
Yes.
What does it do, Jeremy?
It is a device, and what you do is you cut off the hair at the top of your neck, behind the back of your head.
Yes.
You put your hair into this radionics machine, and wherever you are on the globe, it tunes into your body.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Sounds interesting.
What can it tell you?
It plays with your aura, your energy centres.
It's an energy, right.
Now, that's something I haven't heard of, Jeremy, but certainly there's all sorts of evidence from science that so much in the world, including matter, so much is connected to everything else, way over and above what we would normally think. And that's what quantum physics tells us. It's like everything comes back to being created by consciousness in the end, and that matter at one side of the universe could be connected to matter at the other side in spooky ways. So I'm not sure if radionics taps into that, but there was a famous scientist who said, the world is not only stranger than we imagine, it's stranger than we can imagine. And I think that radionics machine comes in that category.
Absolutely.
100%. 100%.
Now, we are running out of time. Did you have something else for us too, Jeremy?
I'll save that for later.
All right. Well, we are running out of time, so we will catch up with you again. Chris won't be back in 2 weeks. You're on holidays, but after that, we'll be back in late November. And you can give us a call then. If you have a synchronicity story, always welcome to give us a call. Drop us a line and we'll get you on when Chris is back in the studio. Chris, thank you as always for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Samantha.
Thanks to our callers as well. And well, that's it for us, Samantha. And what have we learnt today? Maybe that we're all connected in some way, shape or form. Not creepy at all.
Don't look at me like that.
All right, time to go. Kathleen's got all the latest coming up next in the 6 o'clock Bay Update.